Employees at major companies are leaving artificial intelligence tasks running overnight. They are maxing out tokens. They are racking up massive, unexpected bills with zero actual productivity gains to show for it. Corporate America is officially rationing AI. The honeymoon phase is entirely over. The accountants are finally stepping in. This is the Throughline Brief for May 31st. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West. Let us get into it. We need to talk about where the real value is accumulating right now. Building a great product is table stakes. Controlling how that product reaches the customer is the actual battlefield. Benedict Evans laid this out perfectly on Linney's podcast. He compared today's AI models to web browser rendering engines in the early internet days. Lots of engines can render a page. The winner is the one who controls the default user experience. If your underlying AI product is a commodity, distribution is the absolute only thing that matters. Think about that. You have to win the channel. Nico, the CEO of a $2.5 billion company called Corgi, backed this up on 20VC with Harry Stebbings. He made a point that operators need to hear. AI makes sales and marketing vastly more important today. Your product is swimming in a sea of AI-powered competitors. Your ability to articulate value and close the deal is your ultimate differentiator. You have to outsell the room. You have to capture the customer's attention before they even see the underlying tech. Then look at the hyperscalers. Brad Gerstner broke this down on TBPN. Companies like Meta are spending hundreds of billions of dollars on AI compute. That creates a massive idle capacity problem. They have to monetize that surplus immediately. So they are crashing into the enterprise AI market. They are leveraging their existing massive infrastructure to sell compute and agent building tools. They already own the distribution channel. That gives them a terrifying advantage. As a founder, you have to build your distribution engine on day one. If you are chasing outsized returns, you need an extreme culture. We heard this across three different shows this week. The path to breaking through requires an intense, demanding environment. Nico from Corgi talked about this on 20VC. His company operates on a philosophy of extreme sacrifice. We are talking 7-day work weeks. He personally lives at the office. He uses this environment as a deliberate filter. He only wants people totally committed to achieving asymmetric upside. Joe Lehman echoed this exact sentiment on My First Million. He founded Alpha School and the legendary company Trilogy. He explained that kids at his school love it more than a vacation. They love it because of the incredibly high standards. His framework requires doing genuinely hard things. True grit and self-confidence come from achieving something difficult with high support. Shared struggle builds greatness. Tom Freston, the co-founder of MTV, added another layer to this on My First Million. He explained their strategy for creating groundbreaking shows like Beavis and Butthead. His secret was simple: hire aberrant people. Bring in non-mainstream individuals with their own agenda. Find the people who lack respect for the system. Those exact mavericks became the wellspring of MTV's most innovative content. Extreme upside requires extreme people. You have to embrace the chaotic geniuses who completely ignore traditional corporate rules. Let us go back to Joe Lehman on My First Million. He was talking about his education startup, Alpha School, and how he gets kids completely obsessed with learning. The hosts asked him how he creates such deep engagement alongside a rigorous curriculum. He said, "I cannot build a school that kids love more than vacation if I have low standards. The reason they are excited is because they are going with their friends doing hard things." This completely redefines our understanding of motivation. Profound engagement requires a significant challenge. You have to set the bar impossibly high. Intense, shared effort builds actual joy. Next up is Brad Gerstner on TBPN. He was breaking down the sheer scale of capital flowing into data centers and artificial intelligence infrastructure. He wanted to emphasize the intense, immediate supply constraint driving this entire massive boom. He said, "There is not a dark GPU in the world today. There is not a dark token in the world today." Gerstner cuts right through the mainstream hype with that blunt assessment. The demand for compute is absolute. The infrastructure providers are selling every single ounce of processing power they can stand up. For operators, this means the compute arms race is fully realized right now. The constraints are entirely real. Finally, we have Benedict Evans on Lenny's podcast. The conversation turned to the hyper-optimistic valuations of AI companies. People keep suggesting we will eventually sell AI intelligence on a simple meter, exactly like water or electricity. Evans shut that down immediately. He replied, "My dear sweet child, you need me to explain the margin structure of the utility industry. This is a brilliant and sharp correction to the wild optimism in the market right now. Building foundational models is a deeply complex, incredibly expensive business. The margins are completely different from a standard public utility. You have to understand the actual business model before you forecast the future." Here is your bottom line for the week. Building the future with artificial intelligence is incredibly expensive. The competitive space demands a flawless distribution strategy from day one. Winning in this brutal environment requires an extreme mindset and a team of absolute, unapologetic mavericks. You have to commit to doing the genuinely hard things every single week. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.